We were talking about ego, edging God out. Remember, there are two ways that we edge God out. The first one we want to talk about this morning is pride. Pride gives you an overly high opinion of yourself, an exaggerated esteem of self. You are haughty and arrogant. In the Bible, it says, thinking more of and about yourself than you should. That's Romans 12:3. So with false pride, we start looking into the mirror and thinking that we are some big deal. We start thinking more of ourselves than we should. What happens is we start promoting ourselves by boasting, trying to make people know how important we are, name-dropping. We start to take all the credit for things. We begin pushing and shoving for credit, showing off. Watch me, how great am I? Doing all the talking, not listening, but dominating and controlling conversations, and demanding all the attention. So false pride can really get in your way. It's when you are thinking more of yourself than you should. You act like I'm okay, you're not. When you do that, you are edging God out because he doesn't want us to think more of ourselves than we should. He doesn't want false pride because that gets us in trouble. In fact, all quarrels are a result of pride. You know, we have this ego need, and we can't admit that we made a mistake. We are the best. So this morning, as you go through the day, watch your pride. Watch that it doesn't trip you up. Watch that you don't start promoting yourself more than you should, because the minute you're doing that, you're edging God out, and it's going to be tough for you to be the servant leader you want to be. And certainly, you're not going to be able to lead like Jesus. Have a great day, but keep your ego through pride out of the way.